Welcome back, everyone! Today, Clara and I are diving into a topic that genuinely fascinates me. How atmospheric storytelling creates those unforgettable mysteries that just stick with you.
Oh, I love this, Marcus. It's not just about a whodunit, right? It's about that feeling, that pervasive sense of unease or wonder, or even dread, that makes the mystery so much more than just a puzzle to solve. It's an experience.
Exactly. You know, when we talk about atmospheric storytelling, we're not just talking about plot. We're talking about the complete sensory and emotional immersion that a story creates. It's the fog rolling in on a desolate moor, the creak of old floorboards, the taste of stale air in an abandoned house. These details don't necessarily advance the plot directly, but they build the world and, crucially, the mystery within it.
It's about crafting a mood. I think about those moments in a great book or a film where the setting itself feels like a character, almost an antagonist or a silent witness. It's hinting at something without explicitly stating it. That's where the mystery really starts to brew for me.
Absolutely. And it's something that companies, even those crafting digital experiences or brand narratives, really understand. They're not just selling a product, they're selling an emotion, an experience. They want to ignite curiosity, right? They craft narratives that resonate deeply, that leave a lasting impression. That's the core of it, whether it's for a brand or a ghost story.
That's such a great point. Think about how some websites or even game interfaces make you feel. They might use specific colors, sounds, or even typography to evoke a certain mood or a sense of intrigue before you even click on anything. That's atmospheric storytelling in a different medium, building a mystery about what you're about to discover.
Right. It's designing not just aesthetics, but emotions. It's about designing connections and lasting memories. In the context of mystery, this means creating a sense of foreboding or perhaps a dreamy, unsettling beauty that makes you question everything. It's the unknown lurking just beyond the periphery of your vision.
And the beauty of it is that it allows the audience to participate more actively. When the atmosphere is strong, your imagination fills in the gaps. The mystery isn't just handed to you, you're immersed in it, you're experiencing it, you're even co-creating it in your mind. That makes it so much more personal and ultimately memorable.
That's the magic, isn't it? It transcends simple plot twists. Think about a story where the characters are trapped in a house, and the house itself feels alive, hostile even. The mystery isn't just about who's doing what, but about what the house is, what secrets does it hold. The atmosphere amplifies every small incident.
Yes! Like in The Haunting of Hill House, both the book and the series, Hill House isn't just a setting, it's a character, a malevolent force. The way Shirley Jackson describes its angles and its silence, you feel its oppressive presence. The mystery isn't just about the ghosts, it's about the house's very nature and how it warps the characters. It's brilliant.
Perfect example. And it's not always about horror either. Take a slow-burn detective story where the city itself, its constant rain, its neon glow, its shadowy alleys, creates a sense of melancholic mystery. The detective's internal state, the weight of the world on their shoulders, is mirrored by the environment. The atmosphere tells a story of its own.
That's so true. It's like the city is whispering secrets to you, secrets that the characters might be too busy or too broken to hear. And that's what creates that distinctive, unforgettable mystery. It's not just a puzzle, it's a whole universe you're entering. You know, you feel it in your bones.
It becomes an emotional landscape, and that's where the power lies. A good atmospheric story, whether it's a book, a film, or even a compelling brand narrative that someone like Gadespi would craft, doesn't just show you things, it makes you feel things. It designs experiences that resonate deeply, sparking curiosity and leaving a lasting impression. That resonance is key to why we remember them.
Totally. You're not just watching a character solve a crime. You're feeling the isolation of their environment, the chill in the air, the heavy silence. You experience their psychological journey alongside them. It builds a kind of dread or anticipation that a simple who-did-it plot can't achieve on its own.
It's about the what-ifs and the could-betanules that the atmosphere suggests. The details are intentionally vague or unsettling, designed to make your mind work overtime. A single strange sound in the distance, a fleeting shadow, a recurring motif. These are the building blocks. They don't give answers, they ask more questions.
And that's why it's so hard to shake off. A purely plot-driven mystery, once solved, is often, well, solved. But an atmospheric one? The feeling, the questions, the lingering sense of the unknown, they stay with you. You might even go back to it, just to soak in that mood again.
Exactly. Because it tapped into something deeper than just intellectual curiosity. It tapped into primal fears, hopes, or wonder. It ignites curiosity not just about what happened, but about what could happen, or what the nature of reality in that story truly is. That's a very powerful tool.
So for creators listening, how can they lean into this? What are some practical ways to weave in more atmosphere to make their mysteries unforgettable?
Great question. I'd say start with your setting. Don't just describe it, imbue it with personality. What does it smell like? What sounds echo? What's the quality of the light? How does the weather affect the mood? These aren't just background elements, they are active participants in your story, often hinting at the mystery itself.
And sensory details are huge. Don't just say it was dark. Describe the specific kind of darkness. Is it a heavy, suffocating dark, a starless, empty dark, or a velvet dark that feels almost inviting yet dangerous? The specificity creates the mood, which then creates the mystery.
Also, consider pacing. Atmospheric mysteries often thrive on a slower pace, allowing the audience time to breathe in the environment, to let the details sink in. It's not about jump scares, it's about a creeping dread or a subtle unraveling. Allow moments of silence, of reflection.
Yes, let the audience lean into the quiet moments, because that's often where the most profound questions arise. And don't be afraid to leave things unresolved on a micro level. A strange object found, a fleeting glance, a forgotten memory. These can all add to the overarching mystery without needing immediate explanation.
Exactly. It's like what we see with expert story crafters. They understand that sometimes the most compelling narratives are those that invite interpretation, that don't tie up every loose end neatly. They trust their audience to engage with the subtle cues and fill in the blanks, which makes the experience all the more personal and impactful.
And that personal engagement is what makes it unforgettable, isn't it? When you feel like you've discovered something yourself rather than just being told it, that's the real magic of atmospheric storytelling in a mystery.
Couldn't agree more. It's about building a world that breathes, that feels real and lived in, where the unknown is a tangible presence, not just a plot device. And that, my friends, is how you create an unforgettable mystery.
It's a powerful approach for any kind of creative work, truly. From books to films to even how you present a brand online, it's all about creating that captivating narrative that leaves you thinking long after you've finished experiencing it.
Well said, Clara. And on that note, we hope this conversation has sparked some curiosity in you, whether you're a creator or just an avid consumer of great stories. Thanks for tuning in.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into atmosphere and mystery. We'll catch you next time.